Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Some in the national media, they're not Knicks fans.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of, and some Knicks.
Okay, forget the national
okay,
media.
Okay, I'll put them aside.
We'll
Knicks
talk about
fans.
New York. I'm going to talk about New Yorkers or Knicks,
Knicks fans.
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
I think
BS.
I think the only time we even got close to thinking about criticizing Tom Thibodeau was when that Dante DiVincenzo hamstring, they were short staffed,
yeah,
basically, and he was not going to play whoever. He wasn't going to play his bench. He wasn't going to play Alec Burks. He wasn't going to play Mamadi Diakite. I love saying his name.
Yeah,
he wasn't going to play all these Sims. He wasn't going to play any of these guys. And so his starters and his bench, his two or three bench players, got a ton of minutes, including Dante hurting his hamstring. That might have been the only time that I can remember fans calling in and saying, oh, this minutes thing, it's a pain in the butt. But other than that, I think guys have seen him evolve, right? I think going into even last season.
You guys are nuts. I mean, we're arguing about, like, reality, and for whatever reason, I'll give you a break, Tiki, because maybe you're forgetting. Our last caller is like acting as if I'm asking Knicks fans to apologize to me. You don't have to apologize to me. You got to apologize to your head coach that you bashed a
I'm
lot.
I'm trying to think of a Knicks caller that just had this massive rant against
him. We took tons of them over the last 5 months. You
really?
Want me to pull them up?
I would love to. I don't remember. I honestly don't remember them.
You know what?
Now, maybe it's just the optimism that's surrounding this team and the success that they've had and this. We don't want to come down from the high because the Knicks are doing what everybody has been expecting for 20-something years for the Knicks to do. But I'm not recollecting it.
I know what you're doing. On a night where the Rangers aren't playing, on a night where the Knicks aren't playing, on a night where I don't have to watch the NFL schedule release because the whole thing's being leaked out. More on that later. On a night where I'll get done with the Mets relatively early, same with the Yankees. You want me going down a rabbit hole of re-listening to this radio station over the last 5 months to hear every critique Tom Thibodeau faced.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't want to do that. But I may have to. Acting like Tom Thibodeau's been like a saint to every Knicks fan. That's not true. That's BS. And you're right. Forget about
what have been the criticisms.
The minutes police has been a criticism. Getting guys injured.
Know,
rotations. We just heard from a caller who apologized for complaining about the rotations.
Right. I go back to the Julius Randle injury.
Keeping Julius Randle in with a 17-point lead.
But even that, it's qualified. It's not outright Tibbs, you're an idiot for leaving him out there. It was they're just dirty. The Heat are dirty.
No, dude. Dude, your opinion and my opinion is not necessarily in lock with
it's
everything.
Not opinion, it's recollection. I don't recall this. I don't remember getting. There were years, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, probably right when BT and I got on the fan, where it was like loud. Tibbs got to be fired.
Well, they were having a disappointing season. In fairness,
of
they were missing the playoffs that year.
But they've been really good for most of this season.
I got you.
I just don't recall it.
You're delusional. No offense.
Maybe.
I love you, but I mean, what are we talking about here? No one's ever criticized Tom Thibodeau.
No, they have criticized
Everybody
him.
Loved A-Rod, too. He was popular here. He never faced criticism.
I think you're making it seem like it was the overarching feel
of this
season. I
didn't say
that.
I said a lot of Knicks fans took shots. They were mad.
You listen to the national media.
No, I'm talking about Knicks fans. Forget the national media. I'm talking about a radio station. I do a show here. We've been taking calls from Knicks fans complaining. Sean, I'll let you speak now. Tell me I'm right.
Evan is right.
Thank
I think
you.
We've gotten lost. He exercised a lot of demons versus Philly. In fact, leading into that series, the thought was he can't win these games.
Those criticisms were like, I don't know. They were like previewing something that was going to happen.
Well, I agree.
When I think of criticism, I think of, I just watched a game. Oh, Tibbs, you're an idiot.
No, a lot of it was preemptive based on
that.
His past.
Right. It was, and it's all that. That's nonsense. Because it has no bearing on what's going to happen right now. Hey, you know what, Tiki? You fumbled 16 times in 2003. Okay, what did I do in 2006? Right?
No,
it has no bearing.
Tiki, you're right. And today is not the day for this. But if there comes a point in time where the Knicks are eliminated, I think those criticisms will come back because we'll point to how shorthanded they are and did he handle the minutes all year right?
That's a fair. I don't know. I think if they lose this series, Tiki will get his comeuppance. On Monday, all of a sudden, you'll see full bank of lines of Thibodeau's an idiot. He's a moron.
There is no chance that's happening.
I think if they lose this series,
If they lose this series, yeah. Because they're in control
of
it right
now,
and they just destroyed the Pacers, and the Pacers looked inept when faced with a massive challenge. So if they lose this series, something drastic must have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's going to be Tibbs. I think that's going to be Jalen Brunson getting hurt. I think that's going to be Dante shooting 0-for-12 and Deuce laying an egg. And everybody else falling apart.
Yeah, and that
and
will
then basically
but, handing, and the blame
the,
of that,
handing the
and,
handing the series to the Pacers.
Okay, and the source of that from some will be because Tom Thibodeau wore him down. It's just obvious. That's what people will say. Joe's in West Harrison. What's up, Joe?
Hey guys, same caller from yesterday. By the way, I have the Harrison Youth Flag Football. Hope to see your son there one day, maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe down the road.
Right. Yeah, bring Tiki along with you.
Right.
Anyway, listen, I have critiqued Thibs a lot. Nobody ever.
For what?
It's not,
for what?
He's not blatant.
For what, Joe?
Again, over minutes. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I'd be honest with you. I think he really, fucked up to Randall because he's the alpha male. Because, I mean, a lot of the play of Randall a couple years ago with dribble, 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 turnover, dribble, dribble, turnover. He still praised him. He's working hard. And I get you have to do that to your players, especially
yes.
your alpha male. But that, and then also, and I get, again, today's day, I play a lot of sports. Today's offensive game is penetration and dish to the corners for the three. I get it.
Yep.
But his offense is just so blah. But he made great. I tell you what, about the McBride. That was a great substitution starting him in 20 screens that he sifted.
Yep.
Jalen, that was a great. You got to give him praise where, where that. I love Tibbs, but, those 2 points are brought up can be a problem.
Well, the thing with the Brunson. The dribble penetration and kick it out and all those other things. What else can he do? Who else has gravity, as they like to say in the industry? Who else is sucking two defenders into you so that someone else is wide open? Who else is doing that?
Mm.
Nobody. So, if you want to criticize Tibbs, you probably want to criticize Leon Rose because the talent's just not there. Right, there aren't multiple creators on this team. Now they tried, but you get Bojan with an odd shoulder injury. You get Randall a fluke injury. You get who else is the other? That was it basically. There's no other creators.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of.
Is that
them.
Is that?
And they lost two of them.
Exactly. Is that Tibbs's fault? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, but you're turning it into it's bad criticism into from the fact that he still faced them.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.